¿Quieres mejor internet? Cox Internet de 300 megas tiene las velocidades rápidas y confiables que buscas. Perfecto para streaming y gaming y trabajar desde casa. Yeah. Todo por solo $45 al mes cuando agregas Cox Mobile. Incluye equipo de Wi-Fi y garantía de precio de 2 años en tu plan. Yeah. No esperes. Cámbiate hoy a Cox. Requiere Cox Mobile Gig Unlimited. Garantía de precio no incluye impuestos y cargos. Velocidad de datos móviles se reduce después de 20 gigas al mes.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply. Hey, The Bird Show.
Bird Show trolls, today is a day to celebrate. You got what you wanted.
The weirdest way. Because isn't that the goal of a troll right there, is to get blocked?
The people take a lot of pride in it, mm-hmm. oddly. Yep.
You're weird, man.
Absolutely.
If that's you, you are jacked up. So
I hurt somebody so bad. I cut them to the core. I made them bleed with my words, and they blocked me.
Yeah. Ooh. Well, you guys got your win today. Yesterday, actually. So let me tell you my breaking point here. It was a couple of days ago. Cassie and Rebecca know how important it is to interact with you guys. We love 99% of you guys.
That's important to mention, by the way, because a majority of our listeners on our social media platforms are very kind. They are very respectful. They can disagree. They show us so much love and support. It's why we were able to fulfill so many needs for so many deserving mm-hmm. families. Like, that definitely should be highlighted.
I'm going to cover all that. Okay. All right. So, Cassie has said to us, look, if you guys have some time during the day from time to time, why don't you, can you jump on Facebook and interact with Bird Show fam?
No.
reluctantly, I listen to Cassie in this case, and we'll go on from time to time. I think some of us in here go on more than they should.
Are you looking at me? I don't go on there.
You don't go on anymore?
I don't go on the Facebook page.
Okay. I don't have a Facebook.
All right.
People tell us what people say on the Facebook page, yes. which makes it really annoying.
That's even worse, man. You're not doing us any lie at all.
Hey, I saw that they were saying X, Y, and Z and saying that you're a bad person and blah, blah, blah. It's like, well, I didn't see that, but thank you for letting me know that they said that.
Then does it make you go to the page and look at it?
Yeah.
Look
yes.
for it? Yeah, okay. Yeah. All right, so that's bait, right? That's troll bait. So I did that, and every single time that I do that, and I don't do it weekly, but when I remember and I've got a couple of minutes, I'm like, all right, I don't want Cassie on my ass. So nobody wants that. So let's go on the Facebook.
Hey, yo. Sorry, too much caffeine.
So let's go on and I'll interact and hey, thanks for listening. Here's the comment. I'll comment on that, blah, 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 blah. Each and every time I go on there, certainly there is at least one troll that is taking a swing at one of us. And sometimes it's more than one. Sometimes it's a pile-on. And these aren't constructive criticisms. This isn't, I wish Bert would just stop talking about his new relationship. That's fine. Okay, I can deal with that. Not a problem. These are comments that are random, and they somehow, some way think that they have some insight into our lives. And they specifically send a comment to cut and to affect the mental health of Bird Show fam, the people in this studio. And I just had it the other day, the last time that I went on there. I felt like every time that I went on, I was getting punched in the face. Anytime anybody goes on, there's one or two comments, and it's human nature, right? You can look at all the really nice comments and feel great about things, but it's the two a-holes that say something that is so mean that even when you want to shrug it off, it's hard to.
Yeah. I hate that about myself, too.
Same.
Everybody. I can't stand it.
Look, you see all those nature. Beautiful comments, and that one nasty one can just
ruin your whole day.
So I just decided the other day, and this is really normally not like me. What I do is I surround myself with really super smart people that I really respect. So I rarely make a decision by myself and say, this is policy. This is a cabinet of people that advise me, and at the end of the day, I make the final decision. So when I did this, I was just fed up. That's it. I didn't want to talk about it. I don't want to debate it. I know Cassie will come back and go, it's really good to have back and forth with listeners sometime. I don't want to hear it. So after I got done reading some of the comments, and there have been times lately where people have come in here and I feel like, oh, why are you even wasting your energy on that? I decided to shoot this off on our Facebook page yesterday, and this is new policy. So trolls, you get your win today. Here it is. An open letter to trolls, although I started, it wasn't trolls. It was a bad word. and we all have one. An open letter to trolls and new Burt Show online policy. While I usually allow my staff to run their individual departments with little input, because frankly, they know more about their corners of the Burt Show than I do, I'm making a sweeping decision for the show that deals with social media comments. Turns out, social media can be a really nasty place. Who knew? Facebook specifically has become the cesspool of toxic comments designed to personally hurt members of the Burt Show. These are not constructive criticisms, which I'm, and this is in capital letters, totally and completely open to. At the end of the day, I am thirsty for constructive input. Without you guys, there is no us. Anywho, today I'm instructing Cassie and Rebecca to wield the block feature much more liberally to protect people I love and care about from personal attacks. I understand my philosophy on social media is fairly unique. I view our page as an online home. The same rules apply in my real home as they will online. If I let people in my home. If you came into my home I live in and verbally attacked me and my family or friends, you'd be kicked out and you wouldn't be invited back. Our page is a Burt Show house party where there are no invitations, just a bunch of people showing up, wanting to have a good time, community, and all have something in common. If you get into a fist fight at a house party, you get the boot. Same rules apply here. Don't get it twisted. Opinions and constructive criticism are welcome, and 99% of you guys, quote unquote, get it. But for the 1% that hate listen, then find motivation in personally attacking members of the Burt Show or their families with the intention of affecting their mental health, you don't get that opportunity anymore. Personally, I think you're sad AF. I realize that any insult or personal hurt I would want to inflict on you can't possibly be as bad as the events in your life that turned you into the person that wakes up and says, "How can I make someone sad today?" Furthermore, if someone says something nasty about another Burt Show member and you endorse it by liking it or laughing it, you're going to be blocked too. This might really suck for a few of you. I already know your defense. Is the Burt Show really that sensitive that they can't take it? The few of you that this applies to will feel this is a win, and that is totally cool with me. That's a short-term toxic mentality, and you need some help. My win is making sure that in the long term, my family is protected. That's my win. I understand your temper tantrum because I'm eliminating your oxygen, which is hurt and hate. And I literally wrote this. Oh my God, I can't believe how good I feel writing this. For the rest of you guys, thank you so much for your loyalty, your dialogue, your strong opinions, and your respect. That's policy now, man. You go on to our Facebook page, you say something nasty, or you take a personal swipe at anybody in this studio or anybody on this staff. You have one shot at it. Make it really, really good. Make it really good. And if somebody likes it or laughs at it, that's the last time. And I think that's fair.
Thank you.
I'm in full support.
Amen. Well, I didn't think you guys would come in here and fight me on it.
Yeah, not at all.
Which is actually, like, I saw it and I read it. And the only thing I wanted to do was just give you a hug.
And you did.
I did.
The people that I really feel tough for or bad about is Cassie and Rebecca that have to go up out there. And it's their job to manage it. They are out there to connect to you guys. If you have a complaint, if there's something going on the podcast, it's not loading in the order that you want or whatever, or you just have interesting comments, they have to see it. So you got one shot at them. So you better take a really, really good one. But they have to do that every single day. And the fact of the matter is, it is human nature. You can only block so much of that out before it starts to affect you. And those days are over. This is our boundary. So go to whatever corner of the internet you have to be your troll, but it's not going to be the Burt Show Facebook page anymore.
Cheers to the year of boundaries in 2025,
hey,
baby.
Hey, the Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane,
Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Struggling with corn rootworm, equipment clogs, and costly slowdowns? Say hello to Apello, a new soil-applied insecticide from Syngenta. Powered by Plinazolin technology, Apello is a smooth, tank mix-friendly formulation that tackles rootworm with ease. Say goodbye to the past and hello to bigger bushels and better returns at brighterwithapello.com. Always read and follow label instructions. Apello is a restricted-use pesticide.
We will talk revenge here in just one second. Before we get into that, does anybody know the date that you can order from Amazon and have a package delivered before Christmas? What that date is?
No. Well, I mean, it's going to vary, but if you have, like, if you have Prime, so you know you can get it delivered ASAP.
The 22nd?
Is it that late?
No way.
Yep.
Is it?
Two-day ship. If you have two-day shipping with Prime, and I will add, I think you need to live in a major city. Because if I'm shipping it to, like, my parents' house in, you know, the boonies, Louisiana, it's going to take longer. But it says, CNET says, two-day shipping with Prime. Your deadline to buy is December 22nd to get it delivered by the 24th. If you have one day, it's the 23rd. And if you have same day, it is the 24th.
Okay. So you got some time left.
There you go.
Thank you. I guess I could have Googled that. But I thought about it right before we hit the mics.
That's why we have Cassie.
Yes. All right. Let's talk revenge, Mo.
Hello, Bert Show. I know in the past you have conducted segments on revenge. I don't know if you are still conducting these, but if you are, I have a case I need your help with. I recently found out that my boyfriend of over 2 years has been lying to my face day after day. His family has been absolutely atrocious to me and to us as a couple on numerous occasions. Because of this, I've decided to end the relationship a few months ago. When I told him this, he reassured me vehemently that he would rather have me in his life than his toxic family members, and that he was willing to do whatever it took to keep me, even if that meant cutting him off. He told me that I am the only person in his life who truly wants his happiness, and he would rather have only me than all of them.
Aww.
Almost every single day, I have asked him if he has heard from his family, and every single time, the answer has been something close to, no, and I'm not complaining. Well, for Thanksgiving, he, his daughter, and I went to a cabin together. This is when I discovered through his phone that he had been in touch with every single one of the people who treated me and us horrendously. He has been in contact with them as if nothing ever happened, and he has been deleting messages and lying to me day after day. It goes without saying that the relationship is over, but the fact that he has been looking in my eyes and lying to me day after day makes me want to get back at him. Any ideas of what I can do? I don't want to do anything that is aggressive. More like passive-aggressive and subtly burning. Thanks in advance.
Where do we want to start? Abby, you go. You go.
Well, I do think it is cool that, like, he is prioritizing you in a way. Like, I think every woman wants to hear that, like, oh, I would forego everybody in my family if it meant that we could be together. But, like, it is giving, like, major, major red flags. So,
but he didn't. He lied to her.
I know. Can you come back to me?
So I feel like, listen, I'm going to need a minute.
Yeah. She's going to phone a friend.
We can all agree that probably the healthy thing to do would be to kick this guy to the curb. Mm-hmm. He's a liar. He was going behind your back, and just to move on with your life.
You know what's not healthy?
What?
Bad ratings.
Yes.
So let's give her just some bad advice.
All right. So as far as revenge, as how you can get back to him for lying to you about the text messages.
How do you get back with him and let him think that something is going well while you're doing something behind his back?
I'm not good at revenge.
I'm not either.
I start to think about it, then I feel bad about myself, but then I get impulsive, and then I get too drastic with it, and I'm just like, burn his house down.
Okay.
That's bad revenge.
Okay. Yeah. This is stupid petty.
Okay.
And I'm thinking because of, like, this was, like, digital infidelity.
Mm-hmm.
Not, like, cheating, but lying, digital lying. So if you want something that's passive aggressive and petty, and he probably won't be able to track back to you, go ahead and you can search online, submit his email to all these spam accounts so he gets ridiculous amount of emails.
That is fun.
And then submit his number to spam accounts so he gets like just stupid amount of telemarketers hitting him up.
The number is a good one. That was done to me. And I mean, that bothered me for like a few weeks.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Because they think about you all the time.
Keep calling.
I think it was Rebecca that was telling me that she was going to sign up some people that she wasn't a huge fan of for like causes that they specifically don't subscribe to. So maybe it's a political candidate that they're not particularly interested in, or maybe if they're like a diehard vegetarian, you sign them up for an email list that's all about like hunting and meat and how to grill the best steak. So you could sign them up for a lot of targeted email lists as well.
There is that. And I saw this one time too that I thought was, if we remember the Chewbacca incident in Australia, where he put her phone number up and people were calling and leaving voicemails doing a Chewbacca impersonation contest.
So every time the phone would ring, she'd pick it up and it would be, whatever it is.
But you could also do something on Craigslist because you have his contact. So his email or obviously his phone number, because again, this was all done, his lying was done via his phone number. So do a post on Craigslist for something that's really nice for super cheap. That way people just blow up his phone asking for this Camaro that he's got for sale, but he doesn't. And so these people are just bugging the crap out of him.
Morgan, good morning. You're part of the Burt Show. Hi.
Hi, I'm so excited. I've been listening to you guys for like since I was 16 years old in high school.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, I have a suggestion. So remember the waitress that cursed the person a few weeks ago?
Yeah.
With her voodoo stuff?
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
We can bring her back on.
Go the voodoo round.
When in doubt, go voodoo.
Go voodoo. Thank you, Morgan. Appreciate it. We did this years ago now. I would not endorse this, but it's the harshest thing I ever heard. Woman called up and said that she knew that her ex, who had cheated on her numerous times because he posted on Instagram or whatever, that he was going away with his family for the weekend. So she puts the water hose, the garden hose, into his house and turns it on.
No.
And he is gone all weekend.
Oh, my God.
I feel like that's a felony.
It has to be.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
You're going to jail.
You're going to jail. How much do you want revenge?
Yeah.
It's the Burt Show.
Hey, the Burt Show.
Crispin.
I like it. That sounds like a new breakfast cereal.
Crispin.
So crunchitize me. Crispin, there's a lot of sugar in it, too.
So her husband is creeping out some of the neighbors.
Okay. I'm just curious, if you guys were hanging out with some fellow neighbors, how many swinging jokes would be one too many? And you would start to wonder, are our neighbors actually trying to hit on us?
So I'm wondering if anybody wants to call and get in on this. We can use the voice disguiser, 1-855-BIRD-SHOW. Is this how it usually happens? Like,
You make a joke?
Like when you get into swinging situations, that it starts with a joke, and then it starts with another joke, and then all of a sudden, everybody starts taking it a little bit more seriously. Is that how these things go down? And everybody else go down? 1-855-BIRD-SHOW.
All right, so what happened was, you will recognize that when you have kids and then there are neighbors who have kids of similar age, you end up hanging out more and you become closer with your neighbors. Before we had Jimmy, it was like I came home, pulled into the driveway, I was a little hermit, didn't really talk to anybody. Now that we have a kid who is outside and we're meeting people, we've actually gotten really, really close with a lot of our neighbors. And it's like this really nice, beautiful little community that we've built. And you never know what kid is at which house. It's just, it's really sweet. And one of our neighbors who we've been hanging out with a lot now, they have a kid who's a little younger than Jimmy. And so they play really great. We've been hanging out with them. So yeah, I want to preface, like, these are like parental play dates. So the kids are present when these comments are being made. Yeah. They're not hearing it, obviously, because they're doing their thing.
Yeah, and it would go way over their head anyway, I would think.
Yeah, but on three separate occasions, my husband has cracked a joke about swinging with said neighbors. Now, I know he's kidding.
The same neighbors or different neighbors?
The same neighbors.
Oh, yeah. Is he kidding?
Yes, okay. He is kidding. And my husband has this very unique sense of humor. He has a very dry sense of humor. He can be hilarious. Not all the time, but he can be hilarious. And he really knows how to deliver a good punchline. Like, it'll just throw you for a loop. Because you... when you know, when you meet my husband, he is just kind of very middle of the road. He's not over the top. He doesn't people please. He's not kissing anybody's butt. He is who he is. That's just the kind of person he is.
He's standoffish, but processing. And you can see it, which makes it more intimidating.
Right?
For sure.
he can be an intimidating person. But once you crack that hard outer shell, there is like this soft, gooey man inside who would do anything for his friends and his family. And he can, like, he can land a mean job. And I just noticed that we had hit three swinging jokes. And then my dumbass, like, I don't know why I felt like I needed to double down. So then I threw a swinging joke in there because I try to overcompensate to, like, well, I don't want them to think that Bart thinks we really want to do this. So if I crack a joke, it will, like, really bear down on the fact that we're not interested in this. So now there have been not one, not two, not three, but four swinging jokes.
Oh, yeah, they think y'all ready.
The same couple in our neighborhood. And I am starting to panic a little bit, and I don't know how to reverse swinging course.
This is an area I have no education in.
Other than you just literally coming out and saying you guys know these are jokes, right? But at the fourth joke, I'm pretty sure. They think y'all on them swings for real.
No, I think you should lean into the joke. I think you guys should just become swingers.
There you go.
Just commit to the bit.
Really? Why not just one day just be like, y'all want to
own it. Yeah. Put a pineapple out on right out of the front door. Isn't that supposed to be the signal?
Yeah, apparently. So the joke I made, Bart had done another one of his stupid swings. Jokes or whatever, and everybody does like the ha 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 ha. Well, they had like one of those Theraguns laying on the coffee table or whatever, and because she had some work on her hip and she was working on her hip, so this Theragun is just laying out when we go over to do this play date with the kids. So I just pick up the Theragun and I was like, do you guys leave this out on purpose?
Y'all
are
not helping.
What are you
You're going the wrong way.
We are so creepy.
I do think something subconsciously happens when you try to, when you want to convince people that you're not something that you're not, that you start making, you start overcompensating by making jokes about it, and then you therefore then start putting like this idea in people's heads that you are what you're trying to convince them that you're not, because you know that you're not, but you're trying to cope with it through humor. Does that make sense?
That is 1,000% what is happening here.
1,000%.
Because once he did that third joke, I just felt like I had to go in to really, like, you know,
get a point.
Yes, I'll be driving it home.
If you're looking at just strictly the numbers of swinging, you got four people, right?
Yes.
If it's basic swinging, I'm guessing. You got four people.
Yeah, well, there's four of us,
right?
Yes.
Isn't there going to be one person that's sort of...
Oh, the swinging odds.
The swinging, yeah. Like, you're not going to get four really great-looking people generally together. Don't you think one is going to sort of be not like the others?
That's where you were going with this.
So I thought he was going to talk about not everybody was going to be on board. But you're just talking about, like, aesthetically, there's one person you're not going to want to bone?
Yeah. Like, if you got two couples together, two are going to be really happy, and the other one's going to be like, I got to be with that dude.
Yeah, chances are one of the couples are definitely getting the bad end of the deal.
The Burt Show. Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
The raw end of the stick.
I was trying to avoid that. But yeah, it had crossed my mind.
Yep.
Or short end of the stick.
Oh, there you go.
I'm uncomfortable.
Yep, you should be.
Joe Burrow, Cincinnati Bengals player Joe Burrow, is big mad after his home was burglarized, but not for the reason you might think. So I feel like this has been a trend recently. I mean, I'm sure this is not the first time that a series of NFL players' homes have been robbed or burglarized. We recently talked about Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce's homes both getting broken into. And Joe Burrow is the most recent victim of this, but he obviously, I'm sure he's mad that his home was broken into, but he recently did a press conference where he didn't really touch on the fact that he didn't really touch on being upset about his home getting broken into. He talked about something else. So this all comes down to a woman that he's been rumored to have been dating since June. So Joe actually had a long-term serious relationship back at LSU with a woman named Olivia. We'll call her Olivia H because I don't know how to pronounce the last name. It's something fancy. So anyway, Olivia H and him are in this long-term relationship. There were engagement rumors, but they haven't been seen together since January. So come June, the gossip website website Dumois starts posting about how he's actually dating another woman named Olivia. We'll call her Olivia P. He and Olivia are dating. Now, this caught people off guard because as far as the people of the internet knew, we thought Olivia Ponton was for the girls. Like, we thought she only dated women. So when we found out that she was potentially dating Joe Burrow, we were like, what is happening here? So that rumor happens over the summer. Nobody really thinks much about it because we don't see any photos. But then all of a sudden, when his home gets broken into recently, she's the one that calls. Well, she calls her mom, who then calls 911 on her behalf and says, hey, my daughter is at Joe Burrow's house and she thinks it's getting broken into. She thinks that there's somebody in the house. Then Olivia P calls the cops. And now this news is being blasted across the gossip websites because now all the girls are like, we don't care if your home got broken into. Right. You're an NFL player. Of course it's going to happen. We want to know if you're dating Olivia P.
And the 911 calls are public domain, so anybody can go and listen and get it confirmed, right?
Yes. And so he does this press conference where he says, you know, this whole thing is really upsetting because I feel like my privacy has been violated.
Everybody has heard what has happened. I feel like my privacy has been violated in more ways than one. And way more is already out there than I would want out there and that I care to share. So that's all I got to say about that. You know, we live a public life and, you know, one of my least favorite parts of that is the lack of privacy. And that has been difficult for me to deal with my entire career. Still learning, but I understand it's the life that we choose. Doesn't make it any easier.
If I'm Olivia Ponton, I'm fuming because I'm all I see in that press conference is this man is furious that people think that we're dating. That, like, I would look at that and be like, oh, he wants to hide me. Yeah, which maybe they agreed for it to be secret. Like, you know, I'm speculating. But if I'm the girl that he's dating and that's his reaction, I'm feeling some type of way about it.
But she's an influencer, right?
Yes. So, she's in the public eye.
Yeah. So, you know, this isn't bad for business for her.
No, it's not bad for business for her, but like for my relationship, if I'm dating Joe Burrow and he's so upset to the point where it's not like he's just saying it's a little embarrassing that, you know, things are exposed, but he seemed visibly upset that this news got out.
Well, listening to him, obviously don't know anything about him, don't know anything about her. So just going from that press conference, it sounds like he is an extremely private person. So if I were her, just going strictly on that, I wouldn't take offense to that. I would recognize that that's the type of person he is and he doesn't want to talk about his personal life. And it's not about whether or not he's claiming me. It's just that he feels he's been exposed and that's not anything. That's not something he's okay with.
Yeah, I feel for him because, I mean, I think when you're in that spotlight, people don't care, right? Like, oh, you're a millionaire, you're a football player, you're a celebrity. You ask for it, get over it. But it is tough to be a private person in a public situation. And sometimes people who are private people look at keeping their life private as a way to protect the people that are close to them, not necessarily to hide them all the time.
There's something much more disrespectful going on with NFL players that I have noticed on TikTok. Have you guys gotten into the algorithm where dudes now are showing pictures of NFL players' moms and playing Smash or Pass?
No.
With they moms?
Yes.
Nah, that's a violation, man.
It's very disturbing until you start playing along.
Well, I think we need to balance out the algorithm. I want to play Smash or Pass DILF edition with their dad. So if we feel like we need to cleanse the timeline, if they're going to do it to the moms, you know what? Bring out the daddies.
I think you'll be disappointed.
Bring out the daddies.
There's much more to go with on the moms than there is the dads.
I want you to save Abby saying bring out the daddies, by the way, please. Thank you.
Bring out the zaddies. For more stories, head to the Burt Show podcast on your favorite listening platform.
The Burt Show.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I have finally come out of the ADHD closet, and when I've told my friends, they're like, duh.
It's one of those where, like, you say something, and the last thing you want to hear is like, We knew.
Yeah, that's exactly right, man. So if you haven't been following along, I've sort of known this for the last 30-something years and have never really done anything about it because I've thought these jumbled-up thoughts and the quickness that I have on the show is always sort of a benefit to me when it comes to my career. So I've sort of sacrificed off the air they're painful days if you go through, if you're having ADHD. And again, I haven't even been diagnosed with it yet. That's going to be stage one, but I already know how it's going to come out. The way I try to explain it to people, it's like there's a maze of thoughts that is constantly going through your head. There is no such thing as sitting in peace. There is no such thing as sitting down and watching a show, because when you do, you're already thinking about doing the next thing or the thing that you should be doing, and then you get up to go do it. But before you go do that one thing, you're distracted by four other things that caught your eye, and then by the time you get to that last thing, you forgot what you were going to do.
Right? Wow.
And it happens over and over and over again. And I'm exhausted, man. It's, you know, and looking back at it, when I've really embraced it, a lot of stuff really is starting to make sense. And I think a doctor is only going to confirm it. The fact that I can't read books, that I have to read the same paragraph over and over and over again until I fall asleep. The fact that I run my truck into my garage twice when the top was off of it, right? Because I got sidetracked and I was thinking about other things and I ripped the soft top off of my truck. It's funny, but it's also, I think, might have to do with it.
You did it
three times. Yeah.
You did it three times.
See that? Your memory goes. Do we have to round up?
There was no rounding.
Anybody that deals with it, I think, understands it. I do have a healthy dose of skepticism, though. You know how I feel about the pharmaceutical industry, right? That in a lot of cases, I think sometimes drugs are prescribed or doctors are telling you got one thing, but who knows what's going on behind the scenes when it comes to drugs like that. And then I did a Google search and I'm like, how many adults have been diagnosed with ADHD recently? And it was 15.5 million people since 2023.
Wow.
That number seems so staggering to me. And then when I'm thinking about it, I wonder if they came from the same generation as I did, where there was no such thing as ADD. There was no such thing as ADHD. It was, damn it, Bert, focus. Why can't you focus? So you beat yourself up for not focusing. And then maybe they're at the same place I am all these years later and realize it's not a focus problem. It's an ADHD thing. Or because I have a healthy dose of skepticism when it comes to the medical industry, our doctor saying, hey, yeah, you know what? You definitely have ADHD. Get on these drugs.
Yeah, there's actually a really big growing subset of women, who adult women in their late 30s and early 40s, who are being diagnosed with ADHD because women present differently with the symptoms as children. So I think what's happened is there's more of an acceptance of ADHD. There's not as much as a stigma around it as there was like when I was a kid even. And so I don't know if people are just randomly saying like, oh, you have ADHD, so much as people are saying, hey, I've like exactly like you, I've got a problem. Can somebody please help me with it? And then they're like, oh, actually you have ADHD. My theory is it's a lot more common than we think it is.
I get curious for myself because I do too much reading when I can about the pharmaceutical industry and how easy it is to diagnose and just heal it with a pill. And that's exactly what I don't want to do.
I think two things can be true at the same time. I think that we are recognizing that there are more, you know, ADD, ADHD cases out there.
You know, ADD is not even a thing. It's ADHD.
ADHD. Yeah. So ADHD is a thing. And then I also think that we as a country are over-medicated. Mm-hmm. So I think those two things can coexist.
All right. So based on all the DMs that you guys have sent me, and thank you so much. It's been like this outpouring of support from those of you that go through the same pain and and have it licked.
And we're proud of you for focusing enough to send the DM.
That's right. Some of them, it is funny. Some of them are so long. I'm like, come on, you got ADHD. You really think I'm going to read no this way. Whole thing? Like, come on, it should be two lines long.
We in the same camp.
All right, so the first thing I'm going to do is I reached out to my former therapist, who is now my son's therapist, who can't work two people in the same home, but she can refer me to a psychiatrist, which she has done, and I really trust her. So that's going to be the first thing, is getting it official that, oh yeah, bro, you've got this bad. Second thing is, I'm already scheduling an appointment with a friend of mine's Chinese medicine specialist dealing with herbs and acupuncture, and she has two kids that has dealt with ADHD, went to this dude, and holistically, she really believes, cured their ADHD. All right? Oh, wow. So she said to me, just believe and go with what he tells you, and maybe it'll have the same effect. That, to me, sounds wonderful. I believe in Chinese medicine. I believe in Eastern herbs and the way that they've been doing things for thousands and thousands of years. And the effect on the body is so different than meds. That would be ideal for me. If that doesn't help, then I do have some books that you guys have sent me also. And some of you have been just so awesome. Let me read this for you, too, because a lot of you hit me up and said, I think I have the same thing. And this piece of advice was great. Diagnosed with ADHD for 23 years, but I have known since first grade I was different. I've tried supplements for ADHD. They didn't work for me. I'm on meds, and I suggest you decide to try meds. Consider, before you try to try meds, consider getting genetic testing through Genesight. This will tell your provider what class of drugs will work for you and what doesn't. The frustrating part before genetic testing is trying and failing on all these meds. Mm-hmm. The first time I tried medicine, I started singing "It's a Whole New World" from The Lion King. I hope you have the same success. And then others were telling me about how Adderall affected them in positive ways and negative ways. So there are a lot of different ways to go, and a lot of people are suffering from it, but I understand that this is a mountain that I have to climb. But at this point, it's so painful to go to from one room to the other and get distracted so many times, or forgetful, or run my car into a garage three times. Thank you, Kristen.
You're welcome.
I'm willing to try it all. It's the Bert Show.
The Bert Show.
I would like to play the part of the Bert Show town crier right now. Now hear this, good citizens. Amber has a date with a real live person this weekend.
Whoa! It's a Christmas miracle. The women are coming.
Oh, please say that again and bring that into fruition. I love that.
Well, how in the hell did this happen?
Well, let me start by saying I hate and love you all for that.
You're welcome.
So I got onto the Bumble. The Hinge thing didn't work out the last time. Mm-hmm. I gave it a break for a second because I got ghosted, and I hate ghosting.
Yep.
This time I gave Bumble. I know you do. This time I gave Bumble a shot, and she swiped right first, which is fire, because it lets you know, oh, you matched with somebody.
Okay, check out this frisky little thing for you. Okay.
So we set our date for, actually, tomorrow is when I go. And we're supposed to be, I'm not going to say where, because I don't want you to come out there and, like, you know, serial kill me. So I have a dark sense of humor.
Not a good start to a date.
Yeah, right. Nah. So we are going to some place that she chose in Smyrna, because that's the area that she lives in. I am very excited about it, but I do have a question for you guys. I did talk to Katie about this, and she said, my question was, because it's my first date in a long time, I know so much has changed with dating. Do I talk to her about payment beforehand, or do I just go ahead and put that card out?
Well, what were you using, like, wooden nickels before?
No, I mean, like, do I pay for the whole thing? Should there be a discussion? Because women these days, they've changed a little bit, at least on social media, so I don't know what the proper... All right,
before we even go down that path, let's go down this path.
You're already at the end of the date. We haven't even started the date.
Yeah, I know. I'm nervous.
When is the last time that you went on a face-to-face date?
With a stranger, it's been over a decade.
Wow,
with someone brand new. I used to get locked into relationships.
Okay, so we're a decade in. Okay.
Yeah.
And this is kind of the lesbian way, right? You meet somebody and you get locked in immediately.
Oh, yeah. Bring out that turkey baster date, too. Yo. Yeah, it's a dark side of Amber, baby.
And you're worried about who's paying for the turkey baster. Do I bring mine? Does she bring hers?
Yes. I would be embarrassed if we both bring out our turkey basters at the same time.
Get a PowerPoint of donors.
You're not making it to the payment if you bring a turkey based on that.
Abby, so in the world of online dating, is it the person that asks first or swipes first that is responsible for the payment, or how does it work?
So this is really relatable, because up until recently, I would always get really anxious about the whole payment. payment thing too, because I'm a heterosexual woman, unfortunately, so I date men. And by the end of the day, you always have to do that awkward thing where like you reach for it and they go no, and then you have to battle them, and it's just like so anxiety inducing mm-hmm. that I wish we could like have a little tick on like a survey to be like, I'm gonna pay, so then I don't have to have this awkwardness.
Yeah.
But what I have really just kind of come to understand is at the end of the date, I, in my mind, just go, at the end of the date, I'm saying that we are going to split the bill. Like, and I'm going to be fervent about it. Like, no, I'm going to split it. And if he like really fights me on it, then like, okay, fine, I'll put my card away. But I ease my anxiety by just saying, oh, I don't need to worry about who's paying. I'll just say that we'll split it. Because I think that's the fair thing to do.
All right, so I'm not a lesbian. But if the date goes well at the end, I would be emphatic and be like, I'm going to take care of this one. You can take care of the next one.
Ooh, now let me ask you a question. What if I don't want another one? I mean, I'm not saying that I won't, but what if that happens?
Then get up and run.
Yeah.
And what if she sees that as like,
leave her with the bill.
What if she's one of those princesses that's like, I don't want, no. What if she is one of those people that expects the more masculine leaning lesbian to pay? And she sees that as like, oh, you don't want to take care of me?
But I don't want to date somebody who's not willing to chip in.
Well, let's circle back to that for just 1 second. Is that a true cliche that in lesbian couples, there's one that's more masculine?
Yeah, I mean, for the most part, I think that's for any relationship. There's usually someone who's more in the dominant side. And for me, even with my friends and family, I'm usually the one who pays. I have a hard time getting out of that. And so I was hoping going in the future, I could kind of lean towards somebody else paying every now and then.
So does this, I mean, so then if that's the case.
I know that feeling.
If that's the case, is that establishing right off the bat, like who the dominant one is going to be? It feels like the stakes are higher.
But see, and then again, I also want to be the dominant one. So I feel like I have to do the paying so I can be like, nope, it's me.
Well, I feel like you can't go wrong. It's the first date. You can't go wrong with pulling your card out. I mean, it's unfortunate, but sometimes you paying for that date to never see that person again.
Yeah. Like,
That's kind of how it goes.
Yeah, that's true. You're just paying for a broken heart and maybe a dessert at the end.
Yeah, yeah. I never want to see you again.
And it would be way too odd to bring that question up like in the beginning of the day.
The top-bottom conversation?
No, the pain.
Just so we're clear, she pulls out the backpack, she slams it on the bar, comes out swinging.
If that's the case, she's getting an invoice after this day.
Yeah, don't bring it up.
Don't bring it up.
Because I'm planning on just putting my card out there and just go ahead and take care of it.
I will say, and I want to plug this in as a shameless plug for the Personality Hires podcast, before we get into the next segment, is that I do think you should go on this date, because I do think you need to get out there after 10 years. But we found out something about this girl that made me realize I don't think she should do a second date. So if you want to hear, hear why, listen to the Personality Hires podcast on Monday. It drops at 6 a.m.
Oh, that's a good tease right there. All right, let us know how it goes over the weekend.
Oh, I can't wait.
Okay. So today is a sad day. It is our intern Ethan's last day.
Who you also like to refer to as?
Chocolate rain.
Chocolate rain. Some stay dry and others feel the pain. Chocolate rain. A baby born will die before the sin. Chocolate rain.
Because he sounds like chocolate rain. I wonder if a listener ever saw a picture of you and they saw you out in public, would they identify you as, oh, you're intern the Ethan? Or would they say, hey, you're the chocolate rain guy?
Definitely chocolate rain.
Ethan is so over it. I could see. He's like, please make it stop.
He's been over the show. Weeks. Yes. All right, Jackson, you want to take it from here?
Absolutely. So like I've said in the past, as Tommy is the one that actually vets all of the interns that come through these doors, but I'm the one that's got to sit in that room with them every single day. And so I get a chance to get to know these guys a little bit better throughout their experience in their semester here on the show. And now I've been giving them their intern farewell speeches, giving them an award, and letting them know all the good and bad things that they did throughout the semester.
It's our Burt Show commencement.
It absolutely is. And our final one of this semester is intern Ethan. Good morning, everyone, and happy Friday. This time of year is never easy for me as we bid our interns farewell, but this one is especially hard because we only have one remaining, and that is intern Ethan, a.k.a. Chocolate Rain, a.k.a. James Ethan Jones.
like James Earl Jones.
That's the voice, man.
That's funny. While we were able to definitively prove a week ago that Bert here is actually Bert Bot and an AI robot, Ethan here might have you beat. If Bert is Uncanny Valley, Ethan here is Uncanny Trenches. He works in our room, always sitting upright, but a little too upright. He makes eye contact when he's talking to you, but a little too much eye contact. And his segment on the show about falling in love with a woman at a samba dancing class seems exactly like the type of story a robot would make up to sound more real. Ethan stands in front of the mic not because it's more comfortable, but because his sit function hasn't been updated yet. Ethan was late the other day not because his alarm didn't go off, but because he forgot to plug himself in to charge.
It happens.
All jokes aside, out of any intern I have seen come through here, Ethan here has by far shown the most growth from start to finish. Mm-hmm. It has been an absolute pleasure to witness your improvement in on-air storytelling and your own personal confidence, and you've really come out of your shell throughout the semester, and I can't wait to see what you go on and do. So with all that being said, Ethan, a.k.a. Chocolate Rain, a.k.a. James Ethan Jones, you are getting the award for lowest voice and highest improvement.
Okay. Oh! Hear those that voice again one last time.
I really appreciate it. It's nice.
There you have
it. Is it over yet?
Just wants out.
Like a true bot.
This truly is his Shawshank moment. I'm never going to hear from this kid again.
The Bert Show.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus terms and conditions apply.